You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk.
Our go.
Last week, Pope Leo XIV, or American Cardinal Robert Prevost, was chosen to succeed the late Pope Francis.
Habemus Papam. Eminentissimum, ac reverendissimum Dominum, Dominum Robertum Franciscum, Sancte Romanae Ecclesiae, Cardinalem Prevost.
He's used some of his first public appearances to call for peace and the end of conflict, as well as for the protection of journalists who seek, uphold and report on the truth. Before his ascent to the papacy, Pope Leo XIV had been a vocal critic of American President Donald Trump's policies on immigration. The late Pope Francis had also opposed Trump's immigration policies many times, including most recently 3 months ago when he called Trump's mass deportations a major crisis. In an article for The Conversation, Associate Professor of Political Science at the Paris City University, Speranta Dumitru, discussed how the defence of migrants has been a key pillar of the papacy since World War II and of the Catholic faith for longer. I spoke to Dumitru about what we know about Pope Leo XIV's views on migration and how this fits into a broader context of his calls for peace and the mantle he's taking up from his predecessors. I started by asking how Pope Leo XIV's views on migration compare to previous popes.
Pope Leo actually has not yet officially declared his position on migration, but we can expect that he will continue along the same lines as the previous popes. I wrote an article in the conversation, all the popes supported immigration because, in a sense, foreigners are essential to the Christians. But maybe Leo has something more than his predecessors. He was an immigrant himself. Before becoming Pope, he was a missionary in Peru. He worked there for over 20 years or so, and he even acquired a Peruvian citizenship. Of course, being an immigrant oneself does not determine one's view on immigration, but we can expect Leo to be particularly sensitive to immigration because of what he already did for migrants. He helped to build a shelter for migrants and has been praised in Peru for his support for migrants from Venezuela and others.
In the past, the Pope has criticized Trump's strong anti-immigration policies. Is there any indication that we will see the Pope speak out against Trump on immigration again?
Well, indeed, what Trump does now with migrants is just the opposite of what the Christian religion requires. Pope Francis already criticized Trump. He said that the person who thinks only about building walls and not of building bridges is not a Christian at all, he said. This is not the gospel. And now we don't know what Pope Leo will do. But in a recent interview in the New York Times, his brother, John Prevost, said that he was not happy with what's going on with immigration policies. And he said that, I know that for a fact, but he said that he doesn't know how far he will go, and it's not clear what we'll do. But in a sense, he will not be the silent one.
Is this an indication of whether he will be a progressive leader more generally?
Well, I wouldn't say that. No, not in the usual sense of the word progressive, of engaging in secular left-wing politics. It's clear that he is sometimes identified like this. For instance, for far-right activists has already described him as a Marxist. One of them said that he's anti-Trump, pro-open borders, and a total Marxist like Pope Francis. But I think that this shows that they are just unfamiliar with the Christian doctrine, although they would like to use it for their political ends. What I tried to show in the paper for the conversation was that all the popes are actually pro-immigration, but they're not pro-immigration because they are left-wing or progressive, but because they lead an institution which is universal in scope. All human beings are supposed to be brothers and sisters and love each other without distinction and discrimination. For instance, the Leviticus said that you shall treat the stranger who reside with you as the native among you, and you shall love them as yourself because you are strangers in the land of Egypt. So this is not about politics, it's about religion and about how Catholics identify themselves.
In general, do the views of popes make any tangible difference to government policies? If so, what impact could Pope Leo have on immigration?
Well, this is an interesting and difficult question. How to measure the Pope's impact on governments? I will think more about it, but for now, again, popes don't aim to engage with secular politics. They certainly engage in some diplomatic actions with governments, but they are more concerned about how to guide the daily actions of ordinary people. And this action can have, of course, an impact on policies and governments.
The Pope has already used some of his first addresses to call for peace and an end to ongoing conflicts. Could this be tied to his views on immigration?
Yes, I think it could be. On the one hand, it is linked to refugees, which are just a small share of migration, what is called forced migration, which is also internally and not only internationally, but which is generated by wars, by violence, and by persecutions of all sorts. And on the other hand, war and peace could be linked to prejudice and hatred. And I saw a recent message addressed to journalists by the Pope. He said, quote, "Peace begins with each of us in the way we look at others, in the way we listen to others and speak about others. And in this sense, the way we communicate is of fundamental importance. We must say no to the war of words and images. We must reject the paradigm of war," end of quote. This is, of course, a broader sense of war and peace, but there could be a causal link between this war of words of each of us and the warlike policies toward migrants and needy people.
Is there anything else that you would want people to know about the link between the Pope and migration?
Actually, I don't. What I wanted to show in the paper for the conversation was about the whole range of popes from the Second World War to today, and I could go even beyond this. And it is amazing to show that popes like, for instance, Benedict XVI, which was sometimes qualified as a conservative, and I found that he spoke about feminization of migration, and they are more progressive in a sense. So what I wanted to show is that in that paper is that this is not a question of progressive and conservative, but more about how this religion is built around the concept of foreigner and universality.
That was Associate Professor of Political Science at the Paris City University, Speranta Dumitru, on Pope Leo XIV's views on migration and what this means for the papacy more broadly.
The International Desk on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.